This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
What's up, everybody? Hope you are all enjoying your day. The weather outside is amazing, and the only way it could get any better is with some Asian music, and that's exactly what I'm here for. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, and this is Asian Wave 101. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. We are live from the University of British Columbia, where summer classes are in progress, and many are here to supplement their education, myself included. The courses are about two-thirds done for this term, and the workload is piling up, but everyone hang in there. It'll be over soon, and it'll all pay off. So starting us off for today is the man responsible for the start of the China Wind, the name for the spread of and rising international interest in Chinese pop culture, Mr. Jay Chou, Zhou Jielun. Multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, and an actor as well, people out here in Canada or in the States who may not be familiar with his music, they will recognize his face, provided that they have seen the movie The Green Hornet. His Hollywood debut was in the 2010 film The Green Hornet, where he starred with Seth Rogen as a masked vigilante. That's an interesting fun fact of the day for the listeners. His music, of course, is what he is most known for, and you are not allowed to say that you are a fan of Mandarin pop music if you don't listen to Jay Chou. So today's song from Jay Chou is off his I believe, ninth studio album titled Capricorn, released in 2008, and it's called 给我一首歌的时间, meaning Give Me One Song's Time. It's an R&B ballad and about a girl who is about to leave her man, and all he's asking for is a little bit more time to make things right. So Jay Chou, Give Me One Song's Time, coming up on Asian Wave 101.
Don't you put it in your- your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face. Don't stuff it in your face. Though it might look good to eat. Though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste. You could get sick. Yuck. Real quick. Yuck. Real sick. Real.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Don't put it in your mouth. Put it in your ear.
Ick! Don't you put it in your mouth. Uh-uh. Till you ask someone you love. That's right, sis. If it's okay to eat. If it's okay to eat like a muffin.
Thank you.
That was Jay Chow's Give Me One Song's Time, a song that I would like to dedicate to all the post-secondary students and working professionals out there, because I know that at times it can get hectic, and sometimes it feels like if only we just had a few extra minutes, a little more time, then it'll all be good. Not quite the same as the romantic nature of the song, but you know what I mean. Also, I realize now that The Green Hornet, the movie that Jay Chow was in, was actually released in 2011, not 2010. I apologize for any confusion. Anyway, moving on, in keeping with the smooth stylings of the R&B genre, the next artist is a veteran singer from Korea who I feel really does R&B and ballads very well. He goes by the name of Hwisung. So Hwisung debuted back in 1999 as a member of the short-lived boy band A4, leaving the group after they released their first album, citing artistic differences. So he signed with YG Entertainment, and in 2002, he released his first solo album. He has released many studio projects over the years and has mentored several prominent artists active in Korea, including Taesung, main vocalist of Big Bang, and Ailee. He released a brand new EP, The Best Man, last month, which is his first studio project after being discharged from the military. So the single from the EP is titled Day and Night, which is a more contemporary R&B song. It really complements his lower and stronger singing voice. So Hwisung, aka Korea's R&B Prince, Day and Night, coming up now. Huizong's day and night. Little do people seem to know that Huizong has actually trained some of the idols that are so popular right now. He was their teacher, and he really deserves the love and support. Many singers in Korea don't have his vocal ability. He's a very rare talent, so go check out more of Huizong. All right, next up, we have two girl groups from Korea that have been getting a lot of attention for taking on images and styles that really set them apart from other girl groups. They are Miss A under JYP Entertainment and SM's very own FX. Miss A, which stands for Miss Asia, debuted in 2010 as a dance and performance-oriented group with four members, Faye and Jia from China and Min and Suzy from Korea, in the hopes of creating a girl group that could build a bridge between Asian cultures through music. They had the name Miss Asia. So they've also become a group, and their hope is that they can become a group known around Asia with A-class talent. They've always performed with a sassier image, and their choreography has always been quite stunning. They perform in both Mandarin and Korean due to the multinational nature of the group. So FX, as in the Calculus FX, debuted in 2009. They are a five-member group, multinational as well, Victoria from China, Amber, a Taiwanese-American from LA, Crystal, who is Korean-American and the younger sister of Jessica from Sonyeosidae, and Luna and Suri from Korea. So they are a group whose style has been consistently in transition since their debut. Their debut song was a bit of hip-hop mixed with pop elements. Songs that have been released afterwards have been influenced by electro and techno, and their overall image has changed from a little more street to something to sometimes the style making you say, "Eh?" So really, they really live up to their name, which is an undefined variable that will change according to inputs of different values, such as each member's unique talent. So the song from Miss A is called Hush from their second full-length studio album of the same name, showcasing their transition into a more refined and restrained sound and image. This time, scenarios have been flipped. It's the ladies of Miss A who are out. They're going to be going and getting the men. So right after that, FX's Rum Pum 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 from their second studio album, Pink Tape, which is about how they are different from all the other girls guys have seen. They are the unforgettable girls, the ones constantly at the forefront of our thoughts. The chorus of the song, the Rum Pum 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 part, is actually really a metaphor for the guy's heart beating from infatuation. So Miss A, FX, coming up right now.
숨소리가 들려 몸이 녹아내려 견딜 수가 없어 참을 수가 없어 숨이 달아올라 자꾸 똑바로 난 걷잡을 수 없어 I'm losing control 내가 왜 이러니 Hurry, hurry, boy 너를 원해 Baby, 좀 더 가까이 날 꼭 안아줘 Give it to me, give it to me, oh Come to me, come to me, oh Give it to me, give it to me, oh 이미 쓰던 발에 Kiss, 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 baby Hush, 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 baby Hot, hot, 뜨겁게 날 꼭 녹여줘 Give it to me, give it to me, oh Come to me, come to me, oh Give it to me, give it to me, oh 숨소리가 들려 달아올라
몸이 녹아내려 yeah. 견딜 수가 없어 yeah. 참을 수가 없어 yeah. 안녕 한 번쯤은 날 들어봤겠지 너의 사랑
낸다고 한데도 평생 그 자리 비워두겠지
아마 난 아닐걸
yeah. 아마 맞을걸 이젠 둘만의 비밀 만들어줄게
Shit, 둘만의 Shit
I am not
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Ah!
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out!
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time, with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
We are back, and right before the break, we heard two great girl groups, both with standout talent. Check out more of FX and Miss A. At times, they really do not get enough attention for their work. Next up is a boy band from Korea called Beast, signed under Cube Entertainment. They are a six-member group that debuted in 2009 and have been getting a lot of attention lately. They have been praised for their distinct and modern style by fashion icon Patricia Wilde, but they have also been criticized a lot for their extensive use of the auto-tune robot voice effect in their earlier releases. So their sound has matured a lot since their debut. They've had their own television show and even their own comic book. The song from Beast is called Shock, off their second Korean EP, Shock of the New Era, released back in 2010. The song exhibits a new sound from Beast, who opted for a stronger instrumental as opposed to the mellow electro sounds from their previous singles. Check it out, Beast, Shock, coming up now. That was Beast Shock from Shock of the New Era, something a little different from other K-pop songs that we've heard before, which is great. Variety is always good, and it's really good that this group has been getting so much attention for the last little bit. I mean, praised by a fashion designer like Patricia Field, that's pretty good. They were actually invited to an event by her as well. This was a few years ago, though. Their name, Beast, is actually frequently stylized as B2ST, and it's still pronounced Beast. If anyone knows why that is, give yourself a cookie. Now, it is once again that time of the week where we take a look at some of the biggest news stories coming out of the Asian entertainment world. It is time for Asian entertainment news. So first up, and for this week's obligatory romance news, actor Chen Kun may have accidentally revealed actress Zhou Xun's wedding plans. So at an event, the two stars answered press questions. Chen Kun apparently had spilled the beans on Zhou Xun's wedding. He stated that the two of them are close, but that she was going to marry someone else soon. The host of the show immediately began asking Zhou Xun about her wedding plans, which was met only with awkward laughter. Chen Kun attempted to cover up his slip-up, insisting that he must have been standing for too long and that he really didn't say it. So Zhou Xun and her boyfriend, American actor Archie Cao, have been constantly in the spotlight since they went public with their relationship 2 weeks ago, especially since Zhou Xun announced that she would definitely get married by the end of the year. So all the best to the soon-to-be wedded couple, and hopefully their friends will stop slipping up about their plans. Next, coming from Taiwan, Jam Xiao is currently embroiled in a conflict with one of his fans. The Taiwanese singer is currently in the midst of several conflicts with a wealthy Japanese fan known only as Yuki. So the fan will reportedly be holding a press conference the same day as Jam in order to clear her name in connection with the feces attack on the singer and to speak on a failed lawsuit. Jam will be holding the press conference for his new album, and his manager has been quoted saying that Yuki is wasting her time, societal resources, by constantly suing and losing. So Jam's manager announced that she will also be pressing charges against Yuki for her claims of having had a one-night stand with Jam in April, seeking approximately $4.18 million in U.S. as compensation, and will donate the full amount to charity due to these rumors and slanders having hurt Jam's reputation. So Yuki is rumored to have sponsored many of his activities and bought an apartment close to Jam's residence last year. Supposedly, she showed up at his doorstep one night and repeatedly rang the doorbell, greatly irritating Jam and causing him to vent his frustrations on Facebook. So Jam actually began receiving threats following this, as well as the feces attack on him, which occurred after. And Jam and his manager have put the blame on Yuki. It really is crazy the stuff that celebrities have to put up with, and sometimes it really does get quite scary what some of these fans are willing to do for their favorite stars. Hopefully this issue is resolved soon and Jam can continue on with his life in peace. Moving on to Korea, Sonia Shide, Girls' Generation, their song Mr. Mister has been named as one of the top 25 songs of 2014 by Time Magazine. So the magazine noted that even it's only halfway through the year, it's never too early to start rounding up the strongest tracks of 2014. It is the only song by an Asian artist to have made the list, which features some of the biggest names in the music world, such as world-famous musicians Mariah Carey, Michael Jackson, and Ariana Grande with their songs Make It Look Good, Love Never Felt So Good, and Problem, respectively. Last year, Girls' Generation's signature song, I Got a Boy, made it to the top 10 songs of 2013, ranking 5th. U.S. Billboard also chose the idol group as one of the top 10 K-pop girl groups everyone should know. So this is a very big achievement for the K-pop world. No other group has been able to achieve this, and now Girls' Generation and K-pop in general are one step closer to global recognition. All the best to the group and continued success in their careers. Lastly, fan gift-giving trends in South Korea have been changing drastically. South Korea's music industry is known for its catchy music, eye-popping music videos, and of course, the fans. In previous years, the trend was to give stars expensive gifts and luxurious gifts, with many fans doing their best to spend more money than others and to outcompete each other to prove their loyalty to their favorite celebrities and hopefully catch the star's eyes. So it actually started with the giving of small gifts and presents to show support and then evolved into this fierce competition. This trend, however, has been changing greatly in recent years. Fans now collect money to donate. in the name of their favorite stars in order to help create a forest or make donations to those in need. For example, one is Sunny Forest, which was built by fans of Girls' Generation member Sunny for her birthday last month. And it's following a slew of forests named after K-pop boy band EXO, superstar Rain, Ihyori, Super Junior, Infinite, and Shiny, amongst other stars. In addition to that, fans of EXO member Xiumin donated roughly $10,000 US to a charity to help impoverished Ethiopian children get access to clean water. So this really has been an amazing change in the trend and behavior of the fans. I remember watching a show hosted by Danny Im, a former K-pop artist from LA and member of hip-hop group One Time. He said during his show that while he was a singer, during his days as a singer in Korea, he happened to mention on a radio show that he really liked a particular brand of potato chips, and then he just started getting boxes and boxes of these chips. And he also said that he knew people who received cars. So it's amazing that the fans remain so giving, but have found a way to benefit not just the artist, but the world through these contributions to charity. I'm sure the stars themselves feel much better about this than getting a car they didn't earn. So that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Just some of the bigger stories from this week. Be sure to come back next week. Another thing that I didn't mention, actually, is that Psy's Gangnam Style video has now officially hit 2 billion views on YouTube. So for anyone who are interested in that, go ahead and check it out. You can confirm it on YouTube. But be back next week. That'll do it for this week. And when we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so big pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, the next artist on the show is a Mandarin pop duo from Singapore called Bai 2. The duo are identical twin sisters. Their name, their group name, is a play off their surname, Bai. They were discovered by a label representative after graduating from a special training course for aspiring singers and were sent to Japan, China, and Taiwan for further training in vocal techniques and dancing. They are based in Taiwan and released their debut album in 2008 with a refreshing, pretty, girl-next-door type vibe and identified through different hairstyles because they look so similar. So for their last two albums, they made a transition to a more grown image and sound, much like Taiwanese superstar Jolin Tsai, who went through a similar transformation. Something that I find funny is that there's actually a Cantopop duo called Twins, yet they're not related at all. Yet Bai 2 are actually twins, but it's not related. I just think it's kind of funny. Anyway, they released their fifth studio album in September of last year, and one of the singles is called Jiu Jiang Ma, which translates to "Is it like this?" It's a ballad track where they wonder about their relationship, how it's going, and if it's really going a certain way. A lack of understanding between the two in the relationship, if you will. So buy two, Is It Like This, coming up. That was By Two's Is It Like This. I find that Mandopop really excels in ballads, and this is another song that solidifies my opinion. Go and check out more of By Two and take a look at their transitional phase as artists. It doesn't take away from their talent. Next up is our special artist feature, and this week, a hip-hop act from Vancouver that has been putting in a lot of work to get to where they are. They are a duo that goes by the name Gentleman's Vibe. Their sound is really something that isn't heard very often, if at all. It's a blend of old school with a little bit of modern flavor. Their beats are usually very boom clap, much like classic hip-hop, and combined with the more new school flow and feel. Regardless, hip-hop fans, you have to check them out. All their music videos can be found on YouTube through their official channel. Just type in Gentleman's Vibe into YouTube or Google and you'll find it. The song from Gentleman's Vibe is off their mixtape From Fist Fights to Pinstripes released last year. It's called Bravo. It's a very uplifting track, to put it simply. So here it is, Gentleman's Vibe, Bravo, on Asian Wave 101.
GMV. Vision we painted, that kind of life I was sure they won't hand us, so we took it in our own hands and we claimed it. Used to climb these fences and roofs, and now it's still me, still my old crew. Remember those bottom rockets and fights, and now with hotels and balcony views will fade late into the night. Recall those broken hearts and those empty seats, but we'll celebrate until we cab it home and stop at the spots that got us the dream. Now we here, suited up, never plan to fall down. Brothers in a huddle from a small town, same two that made trouble, doubled up the work to make them all proud.
See, I'm just trying to find my melody. They sent me on my way. All these uphills and downtime, I've learned from my mistakes. They say to leave the clock running, I tell them it's my time. What's a past with no phantoms? What's a journey with no climb?
So I say, this one's for the years that made us who we are. Gunning for the stars, we gon' finish what we started. I say, this one's for the nights we crave, the dream we follow.
Blindfolded, soft spoken, trying to stay gold in. Rose petals broken, wound stays open. If time heals, I'll keep the ball rolling. This my destiny, no Kelly Rowland. Short-handed crew, no Gary Coleman. Swear it's a long way home from the end of the road, but the road was carefully chosen for that room full of Beyoncé's. Decade on Beyonce. High reps, I'm pushing gold plates, I'm pushing my faith, I'm playing my cards right, cause life without risk ain't living. Maximize the blessings you're giving. Karma's a bitch, your sins are forgiven. They all just beginners, this be our beginning.
See, I'm just trying to find my melody. They sent me on my way. All these uphills and downtime, I've learned from my mistakes. They say to leave the clock running, I tell them it's my time. What's a past with no phantoms? What's a journey with no climb?
So I say,
this one's for the years that made us who we are. Gunning for the stars, we gon' finish what we started. I say, this one's for the nights we crave, the dream we follow. Gunning for tomorrow, we gon' make them all say bravo.
Tomorrow, we gon' make them all.
fights to pinstripes, damn.
Fist fights to pinstripes, from fist fights to pinstripes, yeah.
Gentlemen's vibe, bravo. Go show some love to local talent, especially when it's local Vancouver talent. So get their mixtape and, of course, check out their YouTube channel for all their originals and remixes of popular songs. Now, I actually saw them live back in 2011 when they opened for J-Rise, and I've been a fan since then. They really are some very solid artists, so go check them out, show some love. And now we're going to jump back over to Asia with an artist from China who goes by the name Zhou Bichang. Also known as BB Zhou, she got her start in the music industry after taking part in the 2005 Supergirl singing competition, which is kind of like Idol, but for girls only. She was 19 at the time and became the judge and crowd favorite through her tomboyish style as well as her skill in singing R&B songs. So at the end of the competition, she placed second behind Li Yuchun and ahead of Jane Zhang, Zhang Liangying. Her most recent album was released last year titled Unlock. The next track is off that album and it's called Jidu, meaning jealousy, and it really emphasizes her lower vocal range and really demonstrates her mastery of R&B. It's got a very classic vibe to it, so I'm sure R&B fans will enjoy it. BB Zhou, Jealousy, coming up.
Chu.
That was BB Joe's Jealousy. She's a very experimental artist as well and has branched into other genres, including rock, all of which she does very well. Definitely go and check out more of her. She recently did a collaboration with Korean hip-hop group Epic High, which should be an interesting listen, to say the least. Next is a girl group that is at the forefront of the Korean wave these days, gaining major recognition for their work in the pop world and for their edgier, really not common style. I'm talking about 21. 21 is a group that has really made their name known to the world with frequent collaborations with figures like fashion designer Jeremy Scott and will.i.am. They've done world tours and have made appearances on some popular US TV shows. They can't really be compared to any other group because they really aren't like any other group. They've really done a lot to bring K-pop to the attention of the world while creating their own unique brand in Korea. The song from 21 this week is off their first EP, the song called Fire, which really emphasizes this edgier, in-your-face style. So without further ado, 21, Fire.
I go by the name of CL of 21. It's been a long time coming, but we're here now. And we about to set the roof on fire, baby. Uh-oh, you better get yours, cause I'm getting mine.
21 on Asian Wave 101, a must-listen group for everyone interested in Korean music. A very good song to start someone on their K-pop journey, Fire. 21 are well on their way to becoming a name recognized worldwide. Keep an eye on them. They came out with a new album not too long ago, so go check that out too. We've reached the last song of the day, and it's by a Taiwanese singer-dancer by the name of Shou Luo, Luo Zhixiang. So Shou Luo is an immensely popular entertainer known not just for his music, but also his show hosting and acting activities. He was given the nickname Xiao Zhu, meaning little pig, because he was chubby when he was younger. And now, after years of exercise and diet and playing sports, he's become a really good-looking dude, and now he's an idol for a lot of children. So apart from that, he is a very talented and hardworking artist with more than 10 studio albums under his belt. So the next song is off his latest release titled Lion Roar. The song is called Wu Hun Zai Xian, meaning Dance Soul Returns. And it's actually very Michael Jackson. It's got a very Michael Jackson feel to it. I'll leave you with this song. And coming up after is Seymour with Matap on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Steve. This has been Asian Wave 101 only on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you all for tuning in. See you next time.
So shine.